This episode of the Art of Manliness podcast is brought to you by Ballpark Flame Grilled Jerky. Guys, if you haven't tried it yet, you need to go try this. Ballpark, yes, the guys who make the delicious hot dogs, have just launched a jerky called Ballpark Flame Grilled Jerky. And it's so good because it has the perfect combination of toughness and tenderness. It is tough and tender. They dry it for toughness, then they flame grill it to make it tender and give it a great char-grilled flavor. It tastes fantastic. Feels great in your mouth. Anyways, if you want to go try it out, go get it out. And also, they're doing a promotion right now. If you share a Tough and Tender moment using hashtag Tough and Tender on Twitter, Ballpark will pick their favorites and send their winners a package of the product. Go check it out. Brett McKay here, and welcome to another edition of the Art of Manliness podcast. So talent is an important part of our success in life, the talent that we develop through deliberate practice or the talent that we were just born with. But there's another factor that contributes a lot to our success, and that is our mindset. And my guest today has spent decades researching mindset. Her name is Carol Dweck. She wrote a book called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. And her research has shown that there are basically two mindsets that a person can have. A growth mindset or a fixed mindset. And the mindset that you have will determine your success in life. So today on the podcast, we're going to discuss these two mindsets, how we can develop the mindset that will lead to success, and what we can do as parents, as fathers, to help our children develop a growth mindset that will help them put them in position for lasting success through their life. Really great discussion. You're going to get a lot out of it. So without further ado, Carol Dweck and Mindset. Carol Dweck, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
So you have spent your career researching mindsets, and you uncovered that there are two mindsets, broad mindsets, that people can have about themselves. It's a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Can you briefly describe the characteristics of these mindsets?
Absolutely. Now, we're all a mixture, but when we're in a fixed mindset, or people who are predominantly in a fixed mindset, believe that their basic qualities, their talents and abilities are just these fixed traits. You have a certain amount, that's it. But when you're in a growth mindset, you understand that, yeah, people differ, but even the most basic talents and abilities can be developed through your hard work, your good strategy, your input and mentoring from others.
Okay. And how do we develop these mindsets? Is it something that happens in childhood, the way we're brought up? Is it something innate, temperament? What's going on there?
All of the above. But first, let me point out why these mindsets make such a difference.
Sure.
When you're in a fixed mindset and you think, oh, my intelligence is fixed, you're always asking, am I smart? Am I not smart? Will this make me look smart? Oh, I made a mistake. Will people think I'm not smart? And you're kind of obsessed with what level your traits are fixed at. And so you're often less likely to take risks or to give up more easily when you have setbacks. But when you believe your abilities can be developed, well, okay, you go for it. A risk isn't that risky. A setback is a natural part of learning. And people end up accomplishing more in the long run when they have a growth mindset. So as you asked, where do these mindsets come from? Are we born that way or what? And we don't rule out the idea that your temperament can play a role. Some kids come out and they're kind of more afraid of mistakes, more sensitive to criticism. Other kids tear around the world, devil may care. But we have shown in our research that the environment can play a really big role. And in particular, the kind of praise adults give to kids. We've found that when you praise intelligence or ability, it puts kids into a fixed mindset. It says, hey, you've got a fixed ability. I can tell what it is. And it seems good. But then the child's always worried that the next time they won't look so good and you'll take back that praise. So they become more cautious and vulnerable. But when kids are given process praise, and by that it's praise for not just hard work, but also strategies, focus, improvement, that conveys the idea, hey, your abilities can be developed and this is how you do it.
Okay, so you don't say your kid, oh, you're so smart. You say something like, you worked really hard on that, or you...
Yeah.
Okay.
You tried a lot of different ways to do it, and they worked.
And you said earlier that we could be a mixture of both. How can we both have a fixed and growth mindset? Or certain situations we have a fixed mindset, and other situations we're more growth mindset oriented?
Exactly. We can have one area in which we believe our talents can be developed and another where we think they're fixed. Or you can maybe a lot of the time be in more of a growth mindset, but then there are certain triggers that elicit a fixed mindset. For example, when you're asked to step way out of your comfort zone, then you think, uh-oh, will I show up my fixed abilities? Or when you have a serious setback or you're struggling with something, that may lead you to take a fixed mindset perspective on your abilities. Or you encounter someone who's so much better than you are at something you think you're good at. You think, uh-oh, they're talented, I'm not. So people who have predominantly a growth mindset may have these events or situations that trigger a fixed mindset. And it's important to be aware of them.
Okay. Well, before we get into talking about if you're an adult and how you can sort of transition into a growth mindset, The research in your book is fascinating, how having a fixed mindset or a growth mindset can affect different areas of your life. For example, relationships. How can a fixed mindset be a detriment to your relationship, and how can a growth mindset help nurture a good, strong relationship?
Well, when you're in a fixed mindset, you're always proving yourself. So if you have a disagreement with your partner, you have to be right. Or say there's a real problem in the relationship, something goes wrong. Am I the bad person? Is he the bad person? Is the relationship gone sour? So you're always looking to judge, am I good or bad? Is the partner good or bad? Is the relationship good or bad? Instead of focusing on solving the problem in a growth mindset, you think, okay, let's focus on the problem. Let's do something about it. And maybe the relationship will even grow from that. As a legacy of my fixed mindset, I did have this, I told you so, or this tendency to want to be right or blame. So my husband and I invented this guy, Maurice. And we blamed Maurice for everything so that we could then actually stop playing the blame game, focus on the problem, and solve it.
So, I mean, you had a fixed mindset before going into the, like, how did you discover this idea of fixed and growth mindsets? Was it something you uncovered in yourself or that you saw in other people first?
It's both. You know, often psychologists are teased that we do not research, but me-search. And so I came out of quite a fixed mindset background. I grew up in the heyday of the IQ test. My sixth-grade teacher seated us around the room in IQ order, and I felt like, oh, I always have to look perfect and all that. So when I went to graduate school, I became very interested in studying how people cope with failure and setbacks, because even though I was pretty successful, I worried about stepping out of my comfort zone and maybe not looking smart. As I studied, I started by studying kids. And as I studied them, I saw that some kids were devastated when they failed. But other kids, when I gave them problems that were too hard, loved it. They said things like, oh, I love a challenge. Or I was hoping this would be informative. And I thought, wow, this is crazy. This is fabulous. I'm going to figure out their secret and disseminate that secret widely.
Okay, so they had the growth mindset.
Yes. Ultimately, I figured out in my research that it was the mindsets that were creating these different reactions to failure.
Interesting. I thought it was really interesting how you talked about how your mindset can even affect things like depression or anxiety. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. We studied undergraduate students at a university on the East Coast where I used to teach. And we found that by the springtime, there was a long winter, and by the springtime, a lot of the students were pretty depressed, really bad moods, really feeling bad about themselves. But we found that they reacted to this depression in different ways. Now, I'm not talking about clinical depression. They're not functioning. They're not able to function. But you know, moderate depression. And we found that the students who were in more of a fixed mindset started letting things go. They didn't do their chores. They might not hand in their paper on time. But the students who were more in a growth mindset made sure they forced themselves to get up, shower, groom, do their chores, go to their meetings, study for their tests. So this kind of growth mindset didn't let the mood overtake them. They felt they could still function, still develop, still go for it. And so that when their moods lifted, their life was intact.
That's fascinating. And so basically, if someone's out there listening to this and they tend to get in a low mood every now and then, there's that temptation, I guess, when you are in a low mood to think that things are never going to get better.
Yes.
Right? I'm always going to be like this. But that's not necessarily the case.
Yes, not at all. And we also find in other research, we and others have found, people in a fixed mindset don't like effort. They feel like if you're good at something, it should be easy. And so effort is really distasteful. When you're depressed, everything is effortful. So that adds to the feeling of incompetence.
We're going to take a quick break for your word from our sponsors. All right, guys, the economy is constantly changing. Skills that were good 2 years ago have become outdated. If you want to keep your resume up to par, keep yourself competitive, you need to constantly upgrade your skills. That's why you need to check out lynda.com. Lynda.com is an online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. They've got courses on a wide variety of topics: computer programming, app development, web design, photography, videography, you name it, they've got it. I've done the course on Photoshop, on videography, photography, also Excel spreadsheets, because I didn't really know how to use Excel except for entering data into cells, and that's about it. But I'm doing a course on that because Excel is surprisingly robust. You can do a lot of stuff with it. Anyways, if you want to try out lynda.com for free for 10 days, go to lynda.com/artofman and you'll get a free 10-day trial, which will give you access to all 3,000 courses. Again, that's lynda.com/artofman. Well, going back to this idea of effort, it seems like our culture contributes to a fixed mindset, because there's this idea that everything should be like what's that French word? Savoir-faire. Yeah, you know, just like be like the Fonz, right? Everything's just cool. You don't have to really try hard.
Yeah.
Has that contributed to a fixed mindset in individuals?
It absolutely does. The idea that if you're really smart and cool and competent, you know, you should just slide along. Life should be easy. Things should come easily. That is what people believe when they're in a fixed mindset. And that's where one way the culture contributes to that. But I ask the students in my courses to look up their hero. They always think their hero was one of these people who coasted to greatness on their enormous talent, and they coasted easily. But they always, every single time, find out that that person worked harder than anyone else, had setbacks, overcame those setbacks, and that's how they got where they got.
Awesome. So, I mean, what can adults do, right? If someone's listening to this right now and they're thinking, well, I'm kind of a fixed mindset kind of guy, what can you do to shift into a growth mindset?
The first step is to acknowledge that you have fixed mindset moments, at least fixed mindset moments, and get in touch with them. Start figuring out when these fixed mindsets get triggered. As I said before, is it when you're trying something hard out of your comfort zone? Is it when you're struggling or have setbacks? Is it when you're comparing yourself to someone who has more ability at the moment? Is it when someone is criticizing you? So start figuring out when does my fixed mindset get triggered. Now, my colleague in Australia named Susan Mackey has business executives not only figure out their triggers, but to give, has them give their fixed mindset persona a name. So you might call your fixed mindset persona Dwayne or Harriet or Yanni, whatever. So you notice when Dwayne pops up, you notice how that makes you feel and think. You notice the impact it has on people around you. And then little by little, you start working with Dwayne to see how, well, maybe you can collaborate with him. Next time, maybe he'll be a little less defensive or a little less anxious, a little less defeated, a little less aggressive in these trigger situations.
And then beyond that, is just like recognizing or acknowledging that there is a growth mindset, that you can get better. Is that part of the process as well?
Yes. Keep setting these growth goals, how you want to improve, how you want to grow, and keep noticing when your fixed mindset person crops up and tries to prevent you from meeting those goals.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was it was sad and also empowering to listen to the story about when you're talking about or teaching kids in inner city schools about the growth mindset. And there's one little boy or girl that said, you know, you mean my brain isn't to be broken anymore? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like crushing. It was just like heart crushing, like to hear that person. But it was also like, man, he's going to get better because he knows he can
did.
Get better.
He did. He really caught fire. He really pulled up those grades and worked with the teacher avidly.
And so besides praising process over results, are there anything other things that parents can do to, and teachers or mentors can do to encourage growth mindset?
Yes, we have new research showing how you react to your kids' mistakes or setbacks is crucial. That parents who react to their kids' mistakes as though they can be harmful to the child's learning, those kids are developing a fixed mindset. Mm-hmm. Oh, if failure is so terrible, you know, it must mean something bad about me. Even when the parent says they have a growth mindset. But parents who react as though, hey, this setback is interesting, it's going to help you learn, let's talk about it, that helps a child develop a growth mindset.
Interesting. And I'm curious if your research has found anything where a fixed mindset, does it affect boys or girls differently? Are some more susceptible to the evil, I don't want to say evils, but the ill effects of a fixed mm-hmm. mindset?
Well, we have found, sometimes we find that girls, especially the high achieving girls, are a little more prone to a fixed mindset. But the thing we have found consistently is that fixed mindset is especially harmful to girls in areas where women are negatively stereotyped. Because a negative stereotype is a fixed mindset label. It says it's fixed and your group doesn't have it. So if the female herself thinks it's fixed, even at some point thinks it's fixed and I have it, if she starts struggling or doing poorly, then the stereotype rears its head and she may start thinking, ooh, maybe they're right. Maybe we don't have it. And we've seen in our research that females in computer science or math will really start retreating from the field when that happens, if they have a fixed mindset perspective on their skills. But we have shown that if they have a growth mindset perspective, or you teach them a growth mindset about math or computer skills, they don't like stereotyping, but they can survive it. They can withstand it. They can thrive.
And I guess there's similar research out there that similar things happen with race as well.
Yes, exactly. Okay, research has found that having a growth mindset, teaching a growth mindset, is especially important for anyone laboring under a negative stereotype. So we have found this with African-American and Hispanic students as well. Having a growth mindset, not thinking that, just rather understanding that your skills can be developed, really helps them thrive in the face of academic challenges.
Well, Carol, this has been a great conversation. I'm curious if there's any place where people can go to find out more information about your work, or perhaps tell their, teachers or schools to go check this. Do you have like a program that people can check out to learn more about the growth and fixed mindset?
Well, there's my book, Mindset. There's my website, Mindset Online, one word, mindsetonline.com. There's also a company called Mindset Works that makes an online program for teens that teaches a growth mindset.
Fantastic. Well, Carol Dweck, this has been a fascinating conversation. Thanks so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome.
My guest today was Carol Dweck. She's the author of the book Mindset, and you can find that book on Amazon.com. Really great book. Go check it out. Also, you can find out more information about her work at mindsetonline.com. Well, that wraps up another edition of the Art of Manliness podcast. For more manly tips and advice, make sure to check out the Art of Manliness website at artofmanliness.com. And if you enjoy the podcast, really appreciate it if you give us a review on iTunes, tell your friends about us. Really appreciate the support. Until next time, this is Brett McKay telling you to stay manly.